Chapter 11. That was stupendous, Mega Man. Dr. Light's voice came through the radio. You are truly incredible. Crash Man was no match for you. He was all noise and no action, answered Mega Man. And now I've got his Crash Bomber. That's a very powerful weapon, said Dr. Light. I think you'll need it, too. You'd never get through Heat Man's world without it. Heat Man? All right, said Mega Man. I'm all warmed up for him. I'm keying in the password now. Are your weapons ready? Dr. Light asked. Ready. Better get ready to use the jet ski, too, warned Dr. Light. I have a feeling you might need it. Okay, Dr. Light, said Mega Man. Wish me luck. Mega Man heard a faint good luck as the transmission faded out, and then, suddenly, he felt very hot. In fact, he felt like he was about to melt. It was a new feeling for him. Robots aren't bothered by extremes of heat and cold. Their circuits adjust to any temperature they face. But as he knew all too well by now, Mega Man wasn't a robot anymore. He was human. And he was hot. Heat Man's world was like a giant furnace, pulsing with red-hot currents of air. Everything was the color of flame. Mega Man saw nothing but red, orange, and yellow, wherever he looked. He reached out to touch a nearby brick wall.
Wow! That's what I call hot, Mega Man said, shaking his hand and blowing on it to cool it down.
Guess I'd better keep moving. He ran along a brick pathway, following its twists and turns. On either side of the path was a river of molten lava, boiling and bubbling as it flowed along.
It's so hot, said Mega Man. I sure could use a dip, but I'm not about to swim in that river.
He watched his step. The pathway was narrow, and it would be easy to fall into the lava if he wasn't careful. Mega Man heard something behind him and turned to see what it was.
The Prop Tops! They followed him all the way to Heat Man's world. He dodged their fists. If one of them hit him, the blow could knock him into the bubbling river. Take that, he said, firing the metal blade. Zip! Pow!
The Prop Tops were blasted off the pathway and fell screeching into the lava. But there was one left. It jumped closer to Mega Man. Mega Man backed away, trying to get a clear shot at it. Moving backward, he couldn't see where he was going. Suddenly, Mega Man stumbled over a loose brick and tumbled head over heels.
Have a nice trip, Mega Man, sneered the Prop Top with a wicked laugh.
Mega Man tried to catch himself, but there was nothing to grab onto. He was falling straight into the river of hot, molten lava.
And now a game hint from your friends at Geekade.com. To challenge Dr. Wily, you must complete all 9 missions. Follow the order in this book for best results.